It's also a nice time on Tuesday morning when Sarah Kenzie joins us live in studio. It is a Tech Tuesday, and she's got a lot of things to cover this morning. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
So the first thing we want to talk about is actually look back for a moment, because we had been building up to this beautiful Corpus Christi celebrations, all of the processions that were happening across the Archdiocese, thousands of people gathered. And now we're starting to get some pictures of that event that happened here in Portland. You were among the crowd.
Yes, it was just an incredible experience to be part of that Corpus Christi procession here in Portland. It's just something you never would have imagined, especially in downtown Portland. And like you said, I mean, there were thousands of people there. And I mean, the mass was completely packed. The overflow was packed. And then a lot of people joined after mass for the procession as well. And I was toward the front. And at one point I turned around and looked behind me, and I hadn't yet. And that's when it really hit me how many people were there, because you just look back at the whole street, and the whole street from, you know, sidewalk to sidewalk, the whole street is completely full, and I couldn't see the end of it. It was so far back that I know the people in the back couldn't always hear what was going on in the front, but that's just because it was so massive. And, you know, at least from my experience, seemed to have a pretty, you know, pleasant walk. There wasn't, you know, any problems, or there was a lot of people stopping and watching on the sidewalk. But, you know, it was a really beautiful experience. I think brought a lot of hope to a lot of people. And then we ended up back at the cathedral for benediction on the steps of the cathedral. And that was a really powerful moment as well. So that was just, it was just incredible. If you haven't seen the photos, please go and look at that. And if you get a chance to be part of that in the future, I really encourage you to do that, because it was just a very hopeful day. I think maybe something we all needed at that moment, and just having Christ in the Eucharist with us on the streets of Portland was just an amazing experience.
You captured some of the pictures, so did the Archdiocese. Definitely look at those, and I'm sure you could go also to ArchDPDX, the Archdiocese webpage, to see some of those pictures. What a powerful witness of our Catholic faith and Christ in the Eucharist. Sarah Kenzie, our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, joining us for a Tech Tuesday and an announcement of this week's Parish of the Week. And we're not going to Hawaii.
No. Our Parish of the Week is St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Aloha, Oregon. And so we're really excited to feature this parish. They have so many wonderful things going on. They have a lot of really vibrant prayer groups, both in English and Spanish. And I was just kind of looking through the different ministries that they have. And it's just really beautiful to see, like, different days of the week. There's always, you know, a regular meeting going on. They have a Legion of Mary there, which we're familiar with because they're part of our leadership circle. And they call their different groups the Presidiums. And so they just started a junior one there at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. I know they also have Women's Bible Study. They have the Young Adults for Christ in Spanish group. They also have a prayer alert ministry. So if you need prayers for something, you can send that in. They have this St. Vincent de Paul food pantry. I know they were very busy during Lent. And then also again at the beginning of May, just doing parish-wide drives. They also have a Ora et Labora group, which is pray and work, as we know from the Benedictines. But that's events where they get together for just a day of service, for prayer, for fellowship. I know they had a very busy spring overall in the parish. They just did a really great pilgrimage to the grotto for the Jubilee year, and to go through the Holy Door. That was just a couple weeks ago. And so they made a whole day out of it with morning prayer, rosary, all these different things. I know they recently had one of the Spanish prayer groups organized a Pentecost vigil also in the last few weeks here. And I know they're also getting ready for the Feast of the Sacred Heart this Friday, that they have their daily mass at 8. And I know they're inviting people to come to that and just celebrate the Feast of the Sacred Heart. So we'll have lots more from them on our website and online. So make sure you go learn more about this wonderful parish. So congrats to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton.
Oh, wonderful. I love what they were doing too. And of course, that little mini pilgrimage to the grotto. Such a beautiful place to be this time of year. Everything has bloomed. It is green. And it is a wonderful way to pray, place to pray the rosary. There's a great opportunity to participate in a special rosary event tonight.
Tonight, yes. We really wanted to highlight this because this is the contemplative rosary with icons at the grotto. And so we actually got to be part of the last time this was held over at St. Pius the 10th. And it's kind of hard to describe, but if you it's a sung rosary. They teach you the chant in the event. It's so easy. And so the whole, you know, congregation gets to participate. And then there's some other beautiful songs that the choir sings that you can just listen to. And then during, you know, the different mysteries, so we're singing the whole rosary. And during the rosary, we also get to contemplate the icons that match that. So this will be the joyful mysteries, which I believe was the ones that I went to as well. And so they have an actual icon there. Those are from the Classical Iconography Institute, as well as having it in a program or maybe even on a screen so that you can just really pray visually. And so it's a very unique experience. And I really encourage you, if you're free tonight, go to the grotto. It's at 7 p.m. in the Chapel of Mary, and all are welcome. It's hard to describe, but it is so powerful. Just very like prayerful, very just kind of like meditative. I mean, that's the way a rosary should be, but also just very moving. And so I really encourage you, if you've got, you know, that 7 o'clock hour free tonight, go to the grotto and be part of that contemplative rosary, because it is incredible.
Sarah Kenzie is our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. It is a Tech Tuesday, and she's joining us today to give us a highlight and a preview of all the things coming up. You're not done yet. We've got more coming up to announce, and this is really great because we have a beautiful partnership with Mount Angel Abbey and the Benedictines down there. We love to celebrate all of their events with them, and the St. Benedict Festival is coming up. And they want to share with Mater Dei Radio listeners.
Yeah, so the St. Benedict Festival is coming up on Saturday, July 12th. It is just, that's another amazing day. I've been to that many times, and it goes all day. You get so many wonderful experiences as part of that. But the Abbey is going to be giving away 2 tickets to that festival per week for the next 3 weeks. So you will have 3 different chances for everyone listening. You have 3 chances to win those tickets to the St. Benedict Festival. And the first giveaway that we're going to do is going to be this Thursday. So you're going to want to tune into the morning blend, I believe, during the 8 o'clock hour. And at a certain point, Brenda, you'll tell people to call in. And when you hear Brenda say that, you call in, and we will give away those tickets to one of those callers. So this is an incredible opportunity to get to go to the St. Benedict Festival, and we're so excited that the Abbey's working with us to promote that. So be listening during the 8 o'clock hour on this Thursday for those free tickets, and then there will be more chances the next 2 weeks as well.
All right. We are excited to do that. So again, those first set of tickets to give away coming up on Thursday during the morning blend. And then with just about a minute left here in our time together, Sarah, you have been very busy and so excited. We've been watching it. It is getting some great reviews. Engaged by the Spirit is available.
Yeah, so our first full episode we released last week, and that is the episode that Father Peter Julia, our host, did with Archbishop Alexander Sample. And it's over an hour long, but it's just incredible. It has been really wonderful to hear the feedback on that. You know, this is something that we've talked about that's really important with this podcast, is it's a longer form. You really get to get a sense of who, you know, the person is, and you get a sense of who Archbishop Sample is. And it's just an incredible conversation. So please go listen to that. Even better, watch it, because you can watch it, especially on YouTube and Facebook. You can also find it on the Hail Mary Media app on our website. And then you can also listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast platforms. So go make sure you check that out.
Well, Sarah, I appreciate your time today. Wow, that was a lot to cover
Lightning
this
round.
Morning. Yeah, that's right. You have been very busy, so we are grateful for all that you do here at Mater Dei Radio. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.